Whether in Buffalo Gap or Buffalo Springs, Fort Belknap or Fort Chadburn, or Sweetwater or Sweet Home, for the news of Texas, the source is Pratt on Texas. Here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
Well, I met a girl in Texas. She was from another state. Said she wasn't having any fun, so I asked her for a date. When I picked her up, I said, the first thing that you need to know is if you want to have a real good time, you gotta go with the flow. When in Texas, do as the Texans do.
From the high ground of Texas, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Buenas tardes, damas y caballeros. Bienvenidos. Welcome. It is, as always, a great day to be a Texan. You're listening to Pratt on Texas. I'm your host, Robert Pratt. The number to reach the show, 800-687-0790 this hour. Well, we got a wee bit more in the Senate District 28 race and more on the governor's indictment and the mystical legal theory it comes from. And, my friends, House District 83. Now, the committee of Republican leaders have met. They've named someone to the ballot as the party's nominee to be the nominee on the November ballot to take the seat currently held by Representative Charles Perry, who's running for the state Senate. Dustin Burrows is joining us. Dustin, welcome to Pratt on Texas. I know your phone's down to about 1% battery life, so we want to get right to you. First of all, we want to say congratulations. And I told the audience I was surprised, and not because I didn't think you might not get it. I just had no feel for this, given that a handful of folks are making the decision, and they're all people that are going to do what they think is right, and they're not, you know, you could tell them stuff all day, it's not going to matter, and you got to admire that, but I think I would have just been surprised no matter who it was, and I was surprised when I learned, so congratulations, and what are your thoughts?
Well, Robert, I was obviously surprised as well, only in the fact that we had a lot of good people in the field. I had some really great people competing for this. I am humbled by the opportunity to represent West Texas, to represent the Republican Party, which I think you know is near and dear to me. And I just look forward to getting the opportunity to go out and talk to the voters and get a chance to meet them and explain to them why I believe conservative ideas are going to work for West Texas's and Texas's problems.
Well, you're going to have opponents because all the parties with ballot access now, because of the way this worked out, are allowed to nominate someone to serve to the ballot for November. We haven't heard who's going to be the nominee for other people, and if they get them here by the deadline, they'll be on the ballot. Are you already gearing up to do some of the less enjoyable things like fundraising and work like that?
Well, I guess I need to get a website and a Facebook page and a Twitter account and all of those things. I think I know what my weekend entails. Instead of mowing the lawn, I think I'll be getting online and figuring out how to build a website.
Is. I mean, we're right at it. I mean, we're right around the traditional start to the fall election, Labor Day. There's not a lot of time here. Being named as the nominee today, folks, Dustin Burrows. He's an attorney in Lubbock. Dustin, give people just a brief idea of your legal practice and how it ties so deeply to the district with agriculture.
Yeah, you know, I've represented small businesses for 10 years. You know, by representing them, I know that we need less regulations, get rid of the franchise tax and things of that nature. But the last 4 years, I've particularly concentrated on representing farmers. And I understand some of what's gone on in the industry where big banks can come in and get first liens on crops when the farmers didn't get paid for them. Mm-hmm. And we need to fix some of that basically with lien priority rights to make sure that our farmers are taken care of, and also with water rights. I'm very clear and decisive on the issue that it's actually a property right, period, the end. It's what the Supreme Court has said. Mm-hmm. And I know that my farmers I represent, or currently represent 300 to 400 of them, paid to go out for the right to tap the water in their land and use it, misuse it, however they saw fit.
Yeah, it's their property.
So I will defend, it's their property, just like my car is my property. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to defend those property rights because I am a conservative, and that's what we conservatives do.
Very good. Dustin Burrows, he doesn't have the website or the Facebook or anything yet, but later he will, probably after this next week, and then we'll tell you how to get in touch with him. Dustin, congratulations again. And by the way, got an email a moment ago from State Representative Drew Springer, House District 68, said, if you have him on, tell him I said congrats and look forward to working with him. That from Representative Drew Springer. Dustin Burrows, ladies and gentlemen, the nominee for House District 83, named by Executive Committee of the multi-county House District today.